A group of immigration organizations protested in Homestead last night. Their objective? To encourage President Obama to take a stronger stance for immigration reform. Diego Ramirez is a dreamer, a student who's been granted permanent residency so that he can continue his education. He hopes that the president can provide the same relief he has to his mother.
When deferred action was announced 2 years ago, I knew that there was hope, that there was still hope for what to fight for, because I still live with fear that my mom could be deported anytime, and that I would be living here in this country without the person who made me who I am, who gave me courage, and who made me a brave person.
Recently, the same groups have protested in front of Senator Marco Rubio's office and at Broward Transitional Center in Pompano Beach, where undocumented families are detained. As part of the new county budget, Palm Beach residents will see their trash fees go up. To eventually bring that cost down, officials considered burning trash from other counties. But as WLRN's Julia Duba tells us, that plan won't make the county as much money as officials thought.
The county's Solid Waste Authority had considered importing trash from other counties to burn at the authority's new incinerator. Officials had estimated that burning outside trash could generate about $45 million over 8 years, bringing down the yearly cost of trash collection for homeowners by about $5 or $10. But new revenue estimates show that it may only bring $19 million to the county's Solid Waste Authority over 8 years. In the meantime, Palm Beach County Commissioners approved an increase of $1, making it $175 a year for a single-family homeowner. Palm Beach County Commissioners are expected to decide in December whether to move forward with the plan to import trash. The new collection fees kick in October 1st. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
Scientists who met with Governor Rick Scott this week took their climate change message to the internet yesterday. In a webinar hosted by the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, the scientists explained that greenhouse gases caused by human activities is impacting the environment. Eckerd College Marine Science Professor David Hastings says the governor has to take the lead on mitigating the damage.
The cost for not taking action every year increased with every year as the sea level rises, the streets in Miami are flooded, our fresh drinking water is contaminated by rising seas and the salt water. We're seeing increased intensity of storms, coral reefs are dying off.
The group wants the elimination of coal-fired power plants in favor of more renewable energy sources. Governor Scott hasn't said what his next steps will be. And speaking of the governor, he says he will work to boost education spending if reelected. Scott says he will recommend the legislature to increase education spending by $700 million next year. His main challenger for office, Democrat Charlie Crist, has criticized the governor for education cuts. The state cut more than $1 billion from school in Scott's first year. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.